Let's head over to the KRDO Newsline here at 5:36 on KRDO's Morning News. Joined by ABC News correspondent Tom Rivers at the Foreign Desk is the latest when it comes to the Brittany Griner saga. She has now been transferred to a Russian penal colony. And in, Tom, it seems like, you know, a lot of the news about any potential prisoner swap, any kind of deal with the Russians involving Brittany Griner is at least seemed to go radio silent, if not completely, you know, out the window.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be on the front burner, that's for sure. But again, that's how this thing ultimately will be solved. Some sort of an exchange of persons from the Russian side and the U.S. side, be it businessmen, be it criminals, be it spies, fill in the blank. But the right formula certainly hasn't come to the fore yet. So she's going to have to spend some difficult periods of time, weeks, months, maybe even longer, in these very old and decrepit, decaying parts of what was the old gulag system under the old Soviet regimes. So yes, they're cold in the winter, communications not so good, food not so good, medical attention not so good. So not very good, if you will, news for Brittany Griner right now.
And this all stems from discovery of a vape cartridge or a number of vape cartridges and it exploding into what's become an international incident. Can you describe a little bit more of the circumstances for those who've forgotten?
Yeah, bringing it into the country. And again, the thing to remember, even if it's, you know, it's something that is, you know, above board in the state where you are based, et cetera, et cetera. When you go overseas, you know, you got to abide by the rules and regs there. That means maybe double-checking your bags, make sure that there's nothing in there that might be considered quote-unquote illegal somewhere else. And the penalty, very, very stiff, handed down last month, as you well know, 9 years in jail for this. No one expects her to spend 9 years in jail, but the question mark is, how soon can a deal be struck so that she can get home as quickly as possible?
And how much will we, as the U.S., need to give up? I mean, that's a big question, especially when we have also, you know, the fighting in Ukraine going on, and the U.S. and its allies definitely backing Ukraine's efforts.
Yeah, that's definitely above our heads. But yeah, I'm sure it's like a trade and a football team. If you want to look at it like that, you got to find you know, something considered to be like for like by both countries in determining what is an acceptable deal. But certainly, I guess, at this stage, maybe they haven't got down to the nitty-gritty on that, but no formula so far has been forthcoming.
Yeah, and I know at one point when there was a lot more kind of public talk and speculation over who may be part of that trade, as you mentioned, kind of taking that sports analogy, the Russian officials came up and said, hey, the more you guys talk about this in public, the less a deal is going to get done. So is that also something that U.S. officials may have heard and might actually be trying to work in the background, but trying to keep it as quiet as possible to get some kind of deal done with the Putin regime?
Yeah, usually those things are done, as you say, you know, behind closed doors, and we find out about it when they become a deal. So, yeah, at this stage, you know, don't expect football analogy. Don't expect play-by-play on who are the runners and riders in the possible swap. I don't think that's going to be coming out in the public domain. I think we'll find out as and when the day arrives when, in fact, a deal has been struck and both sides find it acceptable.
All right. Tom Rivers, thank you for that report. And that's a term you don't hear often these days, gulag, that someone might be forced to spend time there. All right. Thank you.
Take care.